Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Haley and Lachlan with your 11am Zedlines.
In local news, the Queensland government is reportedly seeking to speed up the exploration and consequential opening of the Taroom Trough amidst the ongoing fuel crisis. Investigation of the oil lake, located 300 kilometres west of Brisbane and spanning the size of Singapore, would allow the government to make an informed decision into the viability of drilling and resource extraction in the area. Should the trough be deemed usable, the oil could be extracted by 2028 for Australian usage. With a nationwide fuel shortage and stations around the country going without, the investigation is a follow-on from recent proposals to reinforce and reconsider the National Emergency Fuel Plan.
A scientific breakthrough has created a new type of grain crop that could bring down the price of eggs and meat on supermarket shelves. The research and work from the University of Queensland increases the amount of protein in sorghum, a cereal grain used as feed particularly for pigs, poultry, and cattle. UQ professor Ian Godwin has been working on increasing the grain's protein content for the past decade. He and his team now believe they can grow a variety of sorghum that has 15% protein, when most Australian varieties are closer to 10%. Professor Godwin said the 50% increase meant poultry and pork producers would be able to produce largely replace soybean meal, another source of protein, which is much more expensive.
And in national news, a compliance report by the Australian eSafety Commissioner will see an investigation of major tech giants into their lacking efforts in upholding age restriction measures. Companies including Snapchat, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram have been accused of failing to uphold under 16 ban laws for social media, with platforms allowing an unlimited amount of attempts for age-verifying facial recognition scans, which allows underage users to bypass restrictions. Platforms can face up to $49.5 million in fines for non-compliance with the law's obligations. However, compliance reports show that approximately 7 out of 10 children who used the platforms previously before the ban still have an available account.
For decades, experts have been calling for Australia to transition away from fossil fuels, but amidst the current oil crisis, our politicians have some alternative ideas for how to address the shortage. Andrew Hastie of the opposition proposed the idea of turning solid coal into liquid fuel. Albanese offered the idea of halving the tax rate of the fuel excise to lower costs, and the National's Bridget McKenzie suggested using ethanol-based fuel types. The idea of using the Fischer-Tropsch process to make coal usable for cars was rebuffed as an immediate solution by a professor of mechanical engineering at Melbourne University, stating that the infrastructure and industry would be too complex to build in a short time frame. A professor at RMIT University studying urban policy pointed out that Australia's fuel excise rate is already one of the lowest in the world, and that halving the rate would likely lead to more driving, not less. And on the idea of more ethanol-based fuel, the UniMel professor again raised concerns. Switching to a higher percentage of ethanol than current E10 fuels already would likely require different kinds of engines to be built, and the fuel would have less energy per litre.
And in international news, 2026 will see a new adaptation of the Eurovision Song Contest premiering in Asia. Hosted by Bangkok, the contest will involve Asian countries that are otherwise outside the usual Eurovision scope, confirmed to include South Korea, Thailand, the Philippines, and Vietnam. The grand final is scheduled for November 14th this year, with the months leading up to including the selection of representatives and lead-up competitions. The contest introduction comes in the 70th year of Eurovision, which seems to be toning down its usual grandeur amidst ongoing controversy regarding its continual inclusion of Israel.
For your weather today, Brisbane can expect a shower or two. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band.
And that's all of your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more, though. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.